Over time, words can lose their meaning. One of those words is Lord. Sometimes we think we are being contemporary by eliminating the word Lord from our prayers and liturgy and replacing it with some other word. The Jewish people celebrate Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. In the time of Jesus and the temple in Jerusalem, the high priest would enter once a year on this day into the Holy of Holies, carrying with him the blood of sacrificial animals. While in the Holy of Holies, the high priest would pronounce the unspeakable name of God, the sacred name given to Moses in the burning bush. That word meant, I am God. The ordinary word for God used by the Jewish people was Adonai, which eventually was translated into the Greek word Kyrios, then into the Latin Dominus, and into English as Lord. Thus, when we use the word Lord, we mean God. We hear the word Lord used many times during our Eucharistic liturgy. For example, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Or we say, the peace of the Lord be with you always. When we say Lord, we should understand we are speaking to or about God. In the Old Testament reading today from the prophet Ezekiel, we heard, Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and you have risen from them. I will put my spirit in you. I am the Lord. In other words, they would know God will open their graves and have people rise from them. It is God who gives and restores life. In the Gospel today, we see Jesus come to the tomb of his dead friend Lazarus. Jesus wept. Not only did he weep for poor Lazarus, he weeps for all the death and suffering experienced by humanity. Jesus had the tomb opened, even though Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. He prays, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus then cries out in a loud and commanding voice, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus was restored to life. Initially, in today's gospel, Jesus is referred to as master or teacher or rabbi. When Jesus arrives at the tomb, Martha, however, refers to Jesus as Lord or Adonai. She refers to him as God. Jesus tells her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha replies, Yes, Lord, Adonai. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. The question we can all reflect on today is, Do we believe that Jesus is truly God, that he is God in human form? Do we believe that Jesus in the manner of the high priest at Yom Kippur, is himself the high priest who brings his own sacrificial blood to the altar in reparation for the sins of the world. Do we believe the risen Christ will restore our life as a new creation after our physical deaths, to be like his in glory? We read in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, "If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit dwelling in you." Perhaps we are like Martha, who believes Jesus has the power to raise the dead into the life of the world to come in the future. But do we believe Christ has the power to restore life to our broken and devastated world today? What do we believe? We are living through a time of extraordinary suffering and death. We may become fearful and anxious, but Christ has not abandoned us. He is right here with us, especially with those who suffer. We can remain entombed by our fears, or we can allow Christ to call us forth into a new beginning of life. We can stumble toward Christ in our burial garments like Lazarus when he calls us, or we can remain buried by our fears.